With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new Louisiana law says the Ten Commandments must be in every classroom in the state's public schools.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill into law. The legislation, drafted by Republicans, calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in easily readable font be displayed in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning there could be lawsuits. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. The displays must be in place in classrooms by the start of 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, the first named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season is hitting Texas right now. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Alberto formed over the western Gulf of Mexico. It's making an impact with heavy rain. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has the Texas State Emergency Center at heightened readiness levels. Crews are making progress in the battle against the largest wildfire burning in California right now. Containment of the nearly 16,000-acre Post fire burning in northern Los Angeles County and parts of Ventura County has increased 8% to 39% overall. Questions remain about whether Pyongyang is providing Moscow with badly needed munitions for its war in Ukraine.
All the concerns of recent months about whether North Korea is providing weapons to Russia to fight in Ukraine have come to a head. Up till now, North Korea denies this, but this occasion has provided another opportunity for North Korea to express its firm support for Putin's policies against his neighbor Ukraine.
This is SRN News. Walmart is going all in on gay pride.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a T-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's effort to promote transgenderism in public schools hits another roadblock. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a new Title IX rule that would cancel bans on males using female restrooms in six states. The preliminary injunction affects Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Last week, a different judge temporarily blocked the new rule in Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to restrict students' usage of smartphones during the school day.
This comes after U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms regarding their effects on young people. Newsom's office has not shared details of his proposal. A bill introduced in the legislature would give school districts the explicit authority to limit students' social media usage in schools. Newsom signed a law in 2019 that authorized school districts to limit the use of smartphones by students while at school. John Scott reporting.
The DEA says a Chinese group in Southern California laundered $50 million for the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Two dozen people have been arrested in L.A., charged with laundering millions of dollars in drug money through an underground banking system run by Chinese nationals in the U.S. The DEA says there were money laundering organizations already in business. More details at SRNnews.com.